You're going to want to be on your feet. The Lord reigns.
Yes.
He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and is armed with strength. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Your throne was established long ago. You are from all eternity. The seas have lifted up, O Lord. The seas have lifted up their voice. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves. Mightier than the thunder of the great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea, the Lord is mighty. Your statutes stand firm. Holiness adorns your house for endless days, O Lord. It is He that we magnify and worship today. Amen. Let's sing together. Verses 7 through 10. Calling the 12 to him, he sent them out two by two and gave them authority over evil spirits. These were his instructions. Take nothing for the journey except a staff. No bread, no bag, no money in your belts. Wear sandals. Stay light on your feet. I added that. But not an extra tunic. Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that town. And if any place will not welcome you or listen to you, shake the dust off your feet when you leave as a testimony against them. And they went out and preached that people should repent. And they drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them. In the name of Jesus. As morning dawns, and
you're in your face, 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 you're in your face,
shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder. A shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save but your name.
As we prepare for prayer, it is only in the name of Jesus that we are saved. The Bible says that He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father except through Jesus. We've come together to just glory in that truth, amen. This morning, we come under no other name. We come together. What binds us together from all of our various backgrounds is the name of Jesus, God. Jesus, God in the flesh. We didn't create Him. He is not a figment of our imagination. He's not a myth. He's not a fairy tale. He is the salvation of all mankind, a scarlet thread that is woven through all the history of mankind. Salvation is found in only Him. Amen? Aren't you happy that we found that today? That we have found our salvation in Him. Let's sing together. You are not a God created by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal. Not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is. You are God alone. Let's pray together. It's good, Lord, to hear your voice. And we pause to hear you. As you have heard our praises today, Lord. We're reminded that you speak and that today you're actively engaged, inviting us to be a willing participant in what's happening here today. We thank you for belief made possible through faith. Father, many of us came to you at a time when our lives were completely broken, a time when there was nothing else to turn to and nowhere else to go. And we want to thank you, Lord, for accepting us and welcoming us into your family. Thank you, Lord, for being our great physician when we were sick. Thank you for being our Redeemer. As we were stuck in sin, we thank you, Lord, for your salvation. And we praise you, Father, for your faithfulness. As the offering is received in a few moments, Lord, we just want to lift your name in this beautiful old hymn, Great is Your Faithfulness. And it applies, Lord, to our checkbook. As we give today, it applies to our families as we plant seeds in anticipation of the harvest. Lord, it applies in all areas of our life. You are faithful. And today, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for giving us the privilege, the honor, the means to give today. But beyond the money that is put in the offering plates, Lord, we want to thank you for never leaving us or forsaking us spiritually. Lord, without you, we would not be alive. Without you, Father, we would be lost. We thank you for being our light and life. Bless the offering now as it is received. And thank you, Lord, for life, eternal life in you. In Jesus' name, amen. The ushers will be coming around. Feel free. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever. Thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Let's stand together and sing these last two verses of this song. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, joined with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. gentlemen, if you would. I can't get out of my mind a young family that had spent time here at Living Well, and many of you know them. Terry and Nancy CB, Hannah. This was Terry's favorite song. And I don't know how many of you know their story, but Terry and Nancy lost a son when he was just a teenager, Justin. It was a tragic accident. And Terry and Nancy both tell about how their world felt like it was coming to an end. Can you imagine losing a 16-year-old son? And as they processed that, one of the songs that God gave them as not only a way to express their faith, but as an affirmation of their faith. As great is their faith, great is His faithfulness. And so when we sang that, and Terry and Nancy were here, they sang with all of their being. And I don't know how this song applies to your life, but I have a sense maybe there's things going on in life that we just want to say, Lord, You've taken us through some valleys. It's not always been easy. Life has been very difficult and challenging at times. We've experienced loss, grief, separation, but You've been faithful. And as we sing about that today, great is Thy faithfulness, it's a hymn of praise to Him. Amen. Let's sing that last chorus again. Great is Thy faithfulness.
Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, New mercies I see.
All I have
needed, Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Pardon for sin.
Pardon for sin and the peace that endureth, Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, blessings all mine with 10,000 beside.
Just the voices, great is Thy faithfulness. Let's sing it.
Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed,
Thy hand hath provided.
Great is Thy faithfulness,
great is Thy faithfulness,
great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Thank You, Father. Thank You that we can come to You and express our praise. We love You today, Lord. Bless our ears and our hearts as we tune in to Your message. As we open Your word, Lord, make it clear to us our next steps in following You. In Jesus' name, amen.